Is Mark Zuckerberg planning to poison children with forced vaccinations? Now, there's two articles that came out on Natural News that I wanted to present to you. India tosses out the Gates Foundation due to conflicts of interest with Big Pharma. Oh, that's rather interesting. So, there's got to be something to this because India is tossing out the Gates Foundation. Bill Gates, who's about to become a trillionaire. Let's jump to this one. Natural News. The 61-year-old billionaire and self-proclaimed humanitarian Bill Gates has a new, younger protege that wants to follow in his footsteps by trying to vaccinate the entire world. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, according to reports, Zuckerberg is currently in the process of opening up his own $600 million biohub in Silicon Valley that aims to procure $3 billion in capital to, quote, cure, prevent, and manage all disease throughout the entire world in just one generation. The social media guru has apparently been inspired by Gates' ambitious goal to jab every man, woman, and child on the planet with as many vaccines as possible in order to reduce the global population. And just like Gates, Zuckerberg is couching his latest undevours in Fox benevolence, particularly when it comes to the vaccination agenda that is being branded as humanitarian aid. The ultimate goal of Zuckerberg's biohub, as reported by The Guardian, is to usher in a new era of accelerated progress in science and health. In plain speak, the plan is to roll out all sorts of new vaccines, genetically modified organisms, crop chemicals, and all other things to centralize control over the basic necessities of the world. Oh, but we are supposed to be, you know, we have all this empathy and stuff. Because that's the other plan of it. We've covered what Facebook's really doing. Now, let's move on to this one real quick, too. In the U.S., many look to him as a benevolent humanitarian simply trying to save the world from communicable disease. But in India, billionaire software guru Bill Gates has basically been told to get the hell out of the country now, that he and his wife Melinda's infamous foundation has been exposed as nothing more than a vaccine-pushing fraud directly tied to Big Pharma. India's National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, NTAGI, announced recently that it is officially cutting ties with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This announcement comes after it was shown that so-called vaccine campaigns conducted on tens of thousands of young girls throughout India back in 2009 and 2010 that were meant to help protect them from cervical cancer were actually cloaked vaccine trials involving two highly controversial vaccines known to injure and kill. Zuckerberg is going to be, well, planning to poison children, just the same as Bill Gates is. We've exposed Bill Gates. We've exposed Zuckerberg. All I did was one simple search with one keyword of a search on our website, Facebook. And as you can see, Facebook is going to use Snopes and other fact checkers to combat, quote-unquote, combat fake news, social media policing man arrested for offensive Facebook posts. We've exposed Facebook many times. Many, many times. Okay, back to this here. The social media guru has apparently been inspired by Gates' ambitious goal to jab every man, woman, and child on the planet with as many vaccines as possible in order to reduce the global population. Now, I just read that one earlier. The ultimate goal of Zuckerberg's biohub, as reported by The Guardian, is to usher in a new era of accelerated progress in science and health. Why in the world are tech gurus so interested in vaccines and global health? They are not doing it for our benefit, as we have proven. And here India proves it. The vaccines in question are Cervix by GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, and Gardasil by Merck & Co., both of which are marketed as protecting against the human papillomavirus, HPV, which is claimed to have a link to cervical cancer. Both vaccines come with extreme side effects, and evidence shows that GSK and Merck essentially teamed up with the Gates Foundation to take advantage of young Indian girls and use them as guinea pigs, human guinea pigs, in trials of the two vaccines. that should not be a lawsuit. That should be him going to jail. Now, again, several large universities have already partnered with Zuckerberg's BioHub, including the University of California, San Francisco, the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford University. Together, these academic institutions will partner with Zuckerberg and his various investors and project managers to begin the world's most bold and innovative and most risky work to bring the plan to fruition. Will opposition mount to stop Zuckerberg's bold population control end of ours? In a broad sense, the BioHub will focus on novel ways to address prevention, treatment, diagnosis, and rapid response to disease, which includes producing more pharmaceutical drugs and more vaccines to be pushed on the masses, particularly in developing areas of the world such as Africa. As usual, infectious diseases like HIV and AIDS are being propped up as justification for the program, which would otherwise raise a lot of red flags as to its scope and potential. Another area of research that the BioHub plans to focus on involves data mining. I think I know why the tech gurus are getting involved in this, particularly from privacy invasion tools like Facebook that track the habits, movements, and attitudes of its users in real time. The concept of information going viral via these mediums and platforms, for example, is one such way where Zuckerberg's greater plans to unveil more drugs and vaccines on a global scale come into play. A lot more data is available about spread of real disease, says Jure Leskovic, an associate professor in computer science at Stanford who is studying the viral nature of information flow via social media and developing new ways to use these techniques in predicting the spread of disease. At the same time, not everyone is on board with the plan, especially those who recognize the similar end of hours by the likes of Gates are meeting considerable opposition. In India, for instance, Bill Gates is being sued for his role in bringing in dangerous vaccines that have injured and killed tens of thousands of innocent children. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. If you'd like to support us in our fight against the New World Order, please become a member of ChristianTruther.com. Go to ChristianTruther.com/info for more information. Thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.